it will be richer than whatever we can discuss right here.
Okay.
Great.
Good.
So you've withdrawn your motion?
Yes.
If it was point of order, if it was seconded, we should, without objection, vote the motion down.
No objection to Henry withdrawing his motion. We could accept his withdrawal.
Marty.
Well, technically, we vote against the motion.
Who said Marty?
Dave did.
Dave, go ahead.
If we're past that and if we're continuing the discussion, I have some things I'd like to, an issue I'd like to raise.
I think we are past that.
Okay.
We're past what?
If we're past that agenda, I mean that particular motion, if we've...
Cooper motion withdrawn without objection.
Right.
So one of the things, I was a little foggy that day. I had kind of gotten worn down by the meeting, but the formulation of the day as a day of diversity is something I wanted to address because the reading I've done on this issue, or some of the reading, talks about the way that the term and idea of diversity was used to sort of displace the concepts of racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And that we might not want to buy into that, that the whole diversity idea was a way to sort of take the focus off of that issue and make it more about just making sure everybody was present as opposed to dealing with power dynamics, which I think is really more at the heart of that. So I was wanting to ask Kalanchi, Henry, and some of the other people if they would consider addressing that issue and coming back with their opinion on the right way to formulate that.
That sounds good.
Sit down.
I like that because, you know, am I, is it proper for me to say something at this point?
Go ahead.
You know, I like that because part of the problem we've had with diversity, it just as Allison said, it tends to diminish the effect of what we're trying to get at.
Mm-hmm.
It broadens it to the point it becomes nothing.
Yeah.
Actually,
waters it down.
My understanding was that was actually a strategic move by people who were hostile to
maybe
a lot of that to do that specifically, and there have been people who have looked into how that was done strategically and its impact. So I don't think we should be reproducing it.
Right.
Henry, could I ask you to chair the meeting for a moment, please?
Yes, sure.
Thanks.
Point of information. David, are you saying that the originators of that document had in mind to not to address the power question?
No, I'm not talking about the report of the racism. See, that report says racism and anti-racism and nationality. But the day that we formulated, we're calling it a day of diversity. And I don't think we should, and I wanted to ask that the people who are going to deal with this issue come up with a look at that question and propose a formulation that might speak more to the issue we're trying to cope with.
Makes sense to me.
Well, Dave, would you be so kind to send your rationale a little bit more extent on writing?
I'll get the articles. There is an article I've been looking for by Tim Weissant called Beyond Diversity, Racism in an Age of Backlash, and I'm actually looking for that article. But I'll send something on that point to you.
Yes, because at this time I'm just falling to sleep and I'm not catching all of what you're saying, okay?
Yeah, I can relate.
Henry?
Yes.
It's Alex. I think that's really, really useful, that distinction, obviously. Mm-hmm. And in the bylaws, of course, diversity, say in the bylaws in the Section 1, Article 1, Section 4, is the commitment to diversity, where here it's a matter of including all peoples of all nations and races, et cetera, and classes and so on. And it is, I think, really important to focus on the racial dimension, too, not because in this case we're focusing on the big problem and not what we want, you know, what the foundation needs to do is include everyone, but that's not the same issue, obviously, as racism at all. So this is good. I'm glad to hear this.
Well, this is Teresa. Can I say something?
Yes, go ahead, Teresa.
Maybe I'm just kind of losing the flow of what's happening here, but I had a little difficulty with the committee that we started in Houston, with one of the committees, not the committee of inclusion at all, because it had a certain name, and I thought the emphasis was on one kind of oppression, which was racism, and I thought that at the rate we were going, we would never get past that problem. And I think that all of those isms are oppression, and you can't only deal with racism and allow sexism or homophobia or heterosexism or all of the other isms. And I just, you know, we can to deal with racism at this point, but I want to make sure that our COIs deal with diversity in general with an equal concern for all oppression.
Could I?
I'd like to be put on the stack. This
and
is Samuel Pateka.
Me too.
Samuel and then Alice.
Alice, you can go ahead. Please go ahead, ma'am.
You want to go? Come right ahead.
No, I'll be after you.
Okay, thank you. It's just the other day, yesterday, in our town hall meeting, which went very, very well, there were some wonderful people there, a couple of volunteers that I got to know, and one of them is a blind woman, and I was struck again by my deep unconsciousness, even though I try, about the issue of disabilities, and we had a very fruitful talk, which educated me in part, and I wanted to just throw, though this is not directly related to the January 17th PNB and the race training or whatever that we'll do there, I want to just throw out at this point to the PNB that perhaps the next PNB should also have an additional day based on disability and Pacifica, and perhaps the next one beyond that on gender in Pacifica, in other words, women in Pacifica and the problems there. Because I think I like this pattern myself, and if I am on the PNB in January, I will really look forward to this extra day. Just a comment. Thank you.
Sam?
Yeah, I wanted to support Dave's thoughts on that ideology of supporting the racist institution and white supremacy by having diversity type issues and or possible people holding hostility toward anti-racist views. And so I just wanted to thank you, Dave, for bringing that about. And if you do find those articles, it'd be nice if you shared it with all the members. And
I'll send it to the whole board.
Sure. That sounds good.
Yes, I'd like to get on the stack.
Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, I want to address what Teresa said, because I know she meant it in earnest, and this is not meant to be insulting or demeaning in any way to her feeling that we should take concern in all forms of oppression. I agree with that. But unfortunately, in this world that we actually live in...
In Pacifica...
Well, and in the world, too, there is a hierarchy of oppression, and not all oppressions are equal. So, for instance, in a country where we've seen human slavery, chattel slavery, lynching, pretty consistent police murder of people because they're black and only because they're black, I tend to think that it's an error, it's a mistake. To look at the all of the different forms, and there are different forms, and they are all important, and I think forward-thinking people should oppose them all, but understand that race in America is the question. That is how the working class is divided. That is how the George Bushes, the Kerrys, all stay in power. See, that's the one. That's the card that they play. That's what, when Reagan with the welfare queen and all of that madness. Now, that is the question. That is what makes America America. Us. And how we get dealt with. It affects the entire culture. And in ways that, and I'm certainly, you know, in support of reforms around handicapped people, but in ways that, you know, the fact that they're handicapped people do not, because there's handicapped people, you know, in other countries. And it's just very, what makes America America? You know, on the beautiful side, from jazz to the negative, you know, as I said, the lynching and stuff like that, the race question predominates in terms of oppression. It really does. People need to be cognizant of that. So maybe we do need some training, it sounds like. I'm finished.
Just let me remind to all the directors that the Committee of Inclusion is supposed to be looking at all those different issues, gender, disabilities, races, but this particular committee, the races and nationality, focus more in one particular area.
Mm-hmm.
That
right.
Actually
yeah.
is going to be involving all the other issues, but that those are two different words, two different committees, so
yes.
we have to have a person, okay? I would like to recall all our directors that it is already 10:20. We still have one other point, and I would like to ask them if you feel that it has been already discussed enough, this issue of race and nationality policy.
I will answer that. This is Samuel Kateka. I don't think that we've answered enough of the questions. I think we've just only begun, Henry, and I want to commend you for bringing about this issue of having a person of color direct the workshop. But we haven't done enough, and I think that we need to continue this conversation. Unfortunately, I have to drop out of this call at this particular moment in time, but it seems as if we're going to be talking about this again and again, and hopefully we can dedicate an entire meeting to this conversation as opposed to one agenda issue. Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night,
Ambrose.
This is Roger.
Henry Ambrose.
This is
Roger and Ambrose.
Okay.
Henry.
I'd like to move that we, our next special meeting, continue in the same vein, only to add once again the same agenda item to that agenda, only put it further up in the meeting, and in other words, to pick up where we left off.
Are you saying the meeting the end of November 22nd?
I move that we add the same agenda item to that the November 22nd meeting to continue. I'm not necessarily saying that we have to end right now our discussion, but I want to just make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Anybody opposed? None. Then we accept this motion for the next agenda. Ambrose.
I just wanted to let you and Kalonji know that I've spent about 8 years teaching racism at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and my latest book answered the question of how and why America became a racist nation,
mm-hmm.
and I would be more than happy to work with you.
Thank you.
Get copies of the book.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else?
This is Ray. This is Ray.
By the way, Ambrose, can you email us the title of your book?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
This is Ray.
Ray.
I just want to say quickly that to stress the point that there are other issues, that the document itself and chapter section 4 says equally important as tackling issues facing people of color and immigrants, Pacifica must fully address the needs of and operate equitably toward other oppressed groups in society, especially women, lesbian, gay men, bisexual, transgender people, and people with disability. So even with the group that initiated the notion, the discussion on race and nationality, they clearly understood mm-hmm. that point. I just have a question. Can you repeat the date for the meeting you mentioned?
It's going to be on Thursday, the 28th, at 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
I know that it's going to be a little hard for you.
Oh, yes, that's
and
true.
And for Miguel, but I will really encourage you to do an effort. I am certain that no one is going to miss you on the LSD.
Well, I'm sure some people will agree.
Just kidding.
All right.
Okay, someone else? If then hearing no other directors that want to participate in this issue, then we move to the next one, and we leave this same issue for the next agenda. Okay, then number 11. Update on planning for January meeting in L.A. Okay.
The one thing we wanted to, maybe we need to revisit, is the board packet here or not? I can't remember where
this
we were.
This is Teresa. I want to ask about the board packet. It seems like, did we put anyone in charge of putting that together?
Marty, this is Dave. I'm going to have to drop off the call.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Board packet. what I recall is we said going to ask the government committee to prepare the
governance. Yeah,
I volunteered to work with the staff on this.
Well, thank you, Ambrose. That's great.
Okay, so we made some progress on that, and if there's
a point of information.
Yeah.
I apologize. I missed that part of the meeting. Are you saying that the did the motion pass to have a board handbook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's not the same thing as a board packet, though, is it?
No.
Okay. So we're not conflating the two. Okay. That's all.
It's to be included in a board packet would be a good way of clarifying it, I guess.
Well, a board packet has information that a board member needs to have in advance to consider,
right. Well,
be prepared for the meeting.
Sure.
And a board manual has all kinds of background information.
So it would be with is, I guess, the proper word then.
Basic
not
document.
Included in the packet. But
right, but with it.
Yeah.
Or
something like that.
In their goodie bag.
Right, okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Okay, and I was confused, I must say. The hour is late.
Yeah, well, I'd like to ask a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Ray.
I have, as people know, I'm from Haiti, and that can be a pretty heavy burden. One of my brothers was arrested about 4 days ago. Actually, this is the third time he's been arrested in the last 10 years. First time he spent 1 month in jail, the second time 1 year.
Mm.
And this time we're trying to see if we can... Actually, I'm supposed to call when I finish and see what charges the government decided to bring against him. So if I have to, I would have to go to Haiti. So I don't know that is going to impact on my work, but I just wanted to inform you that actually this has impacted on my life for the last 3 days in a very serious way.
I thought the prayers are with you, Ray.
Ray,
yeah,
who was arrested?
Yeah.
Henry.
Yes.
Very sorry to hear that, Ray.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, this is his choice. You know, he understands the struggle, and that's unfortunately the price that you pay in a system like that.
Right,
well,
right.
Just one thing, because of this, if you cannot be on Thursday, will you please find someone to be over there, preferable Miguel?
Yeah, well, Miguel should be there anyway. But I should know tonight or tomorrow whether or not I have to go right now, and I'll let you know immediately.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think just the one other issue we should maybe address, there's a group that's planning the January meeting, and it was partly in L.A. It's partly the Committees of Inclusion. It's partly now the Governance Committee that is looking at some information for the board during that. And so I guess the only body we haven't heard from would be the LA people. And I just want to know, is there a committee that's planning and talking about this stuff, or Dave or Sonali?
Who's the point person?
Point person?
Oh, I would say that it may be Julie, and I was trying to get in touch with her, but it hasn't been possible just to find out who is organizing this and start working together. But I believe that in the following week we may be able to come to something to identify the person that is going to be in charge of all these issues.
Okay, good.
Carol,
we're moving forward on it.
Can I get in the stack, Marty?
Yeah, and I'm hoping to adjourn soon. Go ahead, Carol.
All right. As I understand planning a board meeting, we've got training that we've scheduled to begin Thursday afternoon or Friday. We have the board meeting itself where it needs an agenda, and we have the Monday day that is focusing on race and nationality.
Right.
And I just want to be clear. Who's planning the training? Who's setting it up? Who's contacting and scheduling that and where it will be? Who's in charge of... I mean, I know that the Committee of Inclusion and the LA folks are working on the Monday stuff, and somebody's working on making hotel arrangements, but how's this other stuff coming together? Where's that being handled?
I think the training is the big gap, because the Committee of Inclusion's working on Monday. I will share the board agenda with all your and I guess a new board's help
Well, you won't have the new board's help because they won't get elected until the very last minute.
Right. So with your help.
With this
board's
help.
But somebody, I don't think anybody has really taken on the training, and I'm wondering if people would feel comfortable in having Fahim again do something with us, or if you know, we want to dispatch somebody in L.A. to look for somebody in that area, or, you know, what people are thinking about that.
Could I speak?
Go ahead, Alice.
I would be comfortable with Fahim, certainly, but maybe people, Julie and people there, know others who they would prefer. But I would be fine with Fahim.
Well, I'm wondering in whose hands it is, and I think Carol's question is very apt.
Pertinent, yeah.
If you want, I would take it on, but I don't have to, that's for sure. But I would offer to, because I think somebody needs to deal with it. And I believe we did vote that we would have the LSB chairs there.
Yeah.
And the GMs. And I don't remember what we decided about were the program directors included or not. I don't remember.
That's up to the national office.
No, I think we said GMs and LSB chairs.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Teresa. I'm not sure that we did say... Oh, we said GMs and LSB chairs?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you said PDs.
Point of information from Roger. Marty, what are you saying, that you'd be willing to be the point person for this, or what are you saying?
I'd say I'd be willing to be the point person to set up the training.
Oh, okay.
I move that we authorize Marty to set up the training and be the point person.
I second that.
Okay.
This is Teresa. I have a question.
Yes.
When we authorize the $25,000 for training, does that include training? Does that include training for our LSB locally?
I can't remember which.
I believe it refers to national. Local training should be in local budgets.
Well, since national comes from local, I'm wondering if it is out of you know, the realm of possibility that if our LSB needs, let's say, $500 to do our training, which we hope to do at our first meeting, that could come out of those funds, or do we need to come up with another place for that?
My understanding on the
point of order, we have a motion about authorizing.
Yes, we do.
Can we come back to this issue?
Yeah.
Thanks, Carol.
What's the nature of the training?
It would be an orientation training, and, you know, what is a board's fiduciary responsibility, and what, you know.
Okay.
That, just the stuff that we finally had in Houston that we didn't have in Berkeley, that I think might have been helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I would start with Fahim and see what he might be able to offer, and I would also talk to people in L.A. and see if there's anybody there, and
I think
check on the cost of it, you know.
If there's some substantial difference in terms of traveling and so on, we should consider that, as long as everything else is equal.
I agree.
So are we voting, or?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Without objection?
We need to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there any objection?
Okay. Thank you. It saves me typing.
All right, thanks. Okay, now we were off on something else, and then let's.
Well, this is Teresa.
Shortly.
I would like to know for sure, because when I read what we came up with, I was not under the impression that it would be impossible for LSBs to use some of the $25,000 for training.
I think it referred, I believe, in the National Finance Committee only to national board stuff. Because individual stations have in their own budgets, some do anyway, for their own trainings.
This is Roger. Didn't Dan comment on that before? I don't know if he's even still here today, but I think he did say something about that along the lines of what Alice just said.
Dan and Lonnie?
Yeah, on what issue, Roger?
Teresa is asking if the budget item in the Pacifica budget for training, board training, covers LSB training as well, or can be used for that. Right, Teresa, that's what you're asking.
Yes, it seems to me it didn't say PNB training. It just said board training.
Yeah, it could be for the racism and diversity training. It could for the LSBs. It could be, you know, regular board training. It's, I think, a kind of general purpose item around training.
Gee, Roger, do you have that motion handy?
I am. I'm sure
if
I can
each,
find it.
If each station did like a $6,000 training, would already be up to the max. My understanding was it was national board only.
What was the motion exactly, Alice? I'm sorry.
It was...
In Washington, you mean?
No, it was before that. Carol, do you remember?
Yeah, the motion was to add to the national budget for board training.
Yeah, I thought that was...
It was not for local board training.
Yeah.
I'll find it. You talk amongst yourselves. I can find
all right,
it.
All right, we'll clarify that later, folks, at an earlier hour.
Yeah.
But, I think the point that Teresa is making, though, is valid, is that we all come from a local board. We are influenced by what's happening there. Half of our first training is on the local board. And if we have a change in perspective on the national board and it's not reflected on the local board, this is, you know, it's like washing your hands and wiping them on the floor, as we say.
True, but the budget issue right now, maybe
I'm saying we should consider a way reasonably to do something.
This is Carol. Could I come back in on this?
Go ahead, Carol.
KPFA has a local board training budget. We discussed it at the local level and included it. Maybe other stations didn't do that, and we can revisit the issue, but the motion we passed was to add to the national budget.
I have it in front of us here.
So, you know, we can come back. We're going to re-look at the budgets and, you know, maybe ask every station to put something aside for board training.
This is Roger. It was in D.C., I thought. But it was when we passed the main motion to pass the budget. It was an amendment from Carol. It said establishing a line item for board training of $25,000. Period. That's all it said.
Well, this is Teresa. I'm just saying that because it just said board training, I thought that meant it was possibly leaving it open for our local board. And I'm not thinking $6,000 for each board. I was thinking more like up to $1,000 for each LSB that possibly the local boards could be trained from there, and we could provide some consistency so we could feed into the national board groups and individuals that have, consistent training.
That's
just my thought.
Okay, but could we now adjourn, though?
Yes, please. I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Is there any
objection?
Good night, everybody.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, don't forget, meeting next Monday.
Monday. Yep.